This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient STANLEY, STANLEY, first name Kenneth, KENNETH, date of birth February 14, 1965, data evaluation December 30th, 2024, the referring physician, Native American Health, the chief complaint, 59-year-old male referred to a cardiovascular evaluation. The ACI, the patient as noted, is a 59-year-old male who reports he was hospitalized with congestive heart failure, period. He reported multiple admissions, period. He has ongoing dyspnea, which occurs at 1 block, period. He has had no chest pain or palpitations, period. Past medical history, hypertension, next number, diabetes, type 2, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number, congestive heart failure. Past surgical history, hernia surgery at age 6, right hip surgery, dislocated pelvic fracture, medications unknown, allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, mother died with diabetes, social history, patient reports history of substance abuse, period, the review of systems, constitutional, he has had weight gain, eyes, he wears glasses, nose, he has sneezing, oral cavity, he has sore tongue and pain, neck, he reports stiffness, respiratory, he has no cough or apnea, cardiac, no chest pain or apnea or PND, genital urinary, he has frequency and emergency, neurologic, he reports headache, endocrine, he reports heat and cold intolerance. The physical examination, blood pressure, 152/77, pulse 66, respiratory rate 17, height 62 inches, weight 173.4 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The extremities reveal tuberous sitting edema, period. The impression, 1, congestive heart failure, 2, diabetes, 3, hypertension, uncontrolled, 4, plan, GMX, 2 milligrams, 1 pill BID, number 60, follow-up 4 weeks, you can review additional records, including medication. An addendum, EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 60 beats per minute, period, there are diffuse TV changes, period. This is especially present in the anterolateral lead. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Kenneth Stanley. Thank you.